Anybody who's spent any time in Northeast Ohio over the last 30 or so years knows that familiar whisper, the Conrad's name. Founder Ed Conrad, his son and company spokesman Bob Conrad, and company president John Turk spoke at a meeting of the John Carroll University Entrepreneur Association. The Conrad story is a textbook case of an entrepreneur taking his passion and skills as far as he can, and then releasing management duties to a professional who had structure and then growth. I was able to ask a few questions for this podcast, but the real excitement comes at the end when Bob Conrad explains the story of that famous whisper, Conrad's.
Coming to you from the world-renowned Magnum Building on beautiful Payne Avenue in the heart of Cleveland, Ohio, it's the entrepreneur himself, Dan Hansen, bringing you the Great Lakes Geek Show.
Were you affected by Cash for Clunkers?
You know, we're not really sure. We've been running at a certain relativeness to last year pretty consistently, within a couple point range. So I don't think it had a big impact on us. We haven't seen the upward movement in the service side that we thought we might see as people were holding on to the money and not buying the cars. Those services have been fine, nothing exciting.
And also, how do you compete with China and overseas on commodity type things like springs and hammers and the other businesses?
In regards to the China question, each of the businesses is different. We buy China tires, which are a little more expensive today than they were yesterday. But you know, from our standpoint, it's not a problem, because if the market's all going to rise, you know, then that's where it's going to be. It's the consumer who loses on that deal. And most consumers don't understand it until they come in and pay $20 more for a tire. In regards to Elyria Spring, it hasn't been as impactful, because what we do is a very technical thing, and we make parts that are light gauge, you know, in many cases not great volumes. You can take it to China, but the logistics that come involved, you know, you're trying to make a product and you don't have a spring that costs 0.0002, and the plant's going to shut down. People aren't going to be very happy about it. So, on that side, it hasn't been as big. And S&H, you know, as we've actually sought out dual lining products, for example, in the pressure blasters. We don't call them sand blasters anymore, but pressure blaster line. We have a line that comes out of China, and we make them right here in the United States. In most cases, we've sought out to compete with ourselves. I'm not going to allow someone else to take my business. I'd rather take it from myself. In a lot of cases, I'm able to structure the financial part of that, so it's slightly more advantageous to myself than if we have to do it on the back end. Awesome. He was chatting to me about a story. We took over the spring business, and it was my first day. When we take over the businesses, I'm out there every day. So it's the first day, and I'm looking at the list of the product to go out, and there's 3 million springs going out to a company. I thought, wow, that's tremendous. So I go to the back and I said, I see we got 3 million springs. I'm rolling up my sleeves. Let's put it together and get it shipped out. And the person's looking at me. I said, well, when's the truck coming? And he says, well, we send that out UPS. I said, you send out 3 million springs at UPS? Doesn't that cost a fortune? He says, no, you put this little box right here. I'll go back to sleep, leave you alone.
I'll tell you the secret. It was late 70s, and there was a broadcaster in Cleveland called Bill Ward, if anyone knew him. And I think it was 3WE. And our general manager at the time was a guy by the name of John Yedcha. He went in to do an ad, and Bill Ward was the voice. He did our ads. He said, you know, John, tires and auto service, I mean, they're boring. I mean, there's really not much to this. I mean, you guys, you don't have a jingle or a phrase or anything. He said, would you provide me a little creative leeway? So he went out, and they actually had the receptionist, the 3W at the time, come in the studio. And she always was frightened when Bill Ward said, you know, come on into the studio. But she did, put on the headphones, and he set up the moment. And the moment was, he said, who's your favorite actor? She said, Paul Newman. He said, here's what I want you to imagine. Paul Newman has taken you out to dinner. You've had a wonderful dinner, wine, candlelight. Coming back to your house, he's dropping you off. And before you go into your house, and he wants to give you a kiss, you have to whisper, "Conrad." They took her voice, multiplied it 20 times, and that's how we got Conrad. Wow. Sometimes, as John shared and Ed shared, sometimes it's luck. And if some of you catch it, we actually sometimes do not run a commercial anymore, and we just have to whisper. And
if we run a commercial without the whisper, people call us up and ask us what happened to the whisper.
Right. So that's the story of the whisper.
You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.